Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
Are you start recording?
I am. Hey, it's a little loud.
Is that ham?
I think I see our table.
You do?
On a recent Friday evening in April,
hello, how are we all tonight?
Good, how are you?
I crossed the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
I'll be your server. I do have some special
to meet dining companions.
The middler people can like carry the conversation.
At Piccolo Trattoria.
This feels like a specials restaurant.
At 1147 Main Street in Leeds.
Piccolo.
The restaurant was loud and bustling.
Oh, it's like fancy.
With families who had dressed up a little bit.
We have some specials to go over before you get drinks.
Our table was in the corner of a spacious dining room with ornamental lighting fixtures.
Do we have a light?
Yeah.
Each table had its own sleek golden lamp in the middle.
This is crazy. This place is insane.
We snacked on coiled.
Well, there's a basket of bread.
Pillsbury-esque bread rolls.
And they kind of look like little cinnamon rolls.
Gorgonzola butter.
Studying their menu.
Well, it seems like a biscuit.
Of classic Trattoria dishes.
Tonight for our soup, I have a spinach and lentil, as well as the tortellini that's on our
like
menu.
Like mozzarella caprese.
I have a fried lobster ravioli served with a spicy albahaca sauce.
Chicken parmigiana.
I have a seafood cacciatore, so that's going to be served with shrimp, clams, mussels, and a 6-ounce lobster tail.
And an array of pastas.
Just come over a mushroom risotto and a white wine sauce.
Wow.
Then order drinks.
Someone has to get the frothy pineapple highball.
Like gin martinis.
Cosmojito.
Oh, I want the Cosmojito.
A lemon drop.
Or ginger ale. I might have ginger.
Which could have been colder.
I like the taste of it, but I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be colder.
And a rosé spritz.
Rosé spritz.
The Chilean Pinot Noir. It was like the organic.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have a half ginger beer, half seltzer?
To start, we ordered their calamari.
So I think one entree-sized Caesar.
With marinara sauce. A Caesar salad.
Is there a sauce for the arancini balls?
Yep, it comes with a red marinara sauce.
And arancini.
They're three and they're really big. You can cut them in half easily.
Huge breaded rice balls.
Caesar, calamari, and arancini.
Stuffed with sausage and deep fried. The calamari, a mix of large squid rings and tentacles.
Yes.
Was lightly battered and fried crispy.
Are there two types of calamari here?
It's the legs of the squid.
It was served with lemon wedges.
I can smell the sea.
Seasoned with salt.
Points of the legs because it's just like eating fried batter with a little squishy squid inside.
Mm-hmm. And dusted with chopped parsley.
Mm-hmm. First time I remember going to like a Capital R restaurant was with my grandparents in Florida.
To dip, it came with a homemade marinara sauce.
Pour a little more marinara.
I'm channeling my parents, and I want to ask Sarah, our waitress, if they sell this sauce.
Savory and rich.
Blended.
Perfectly
silky,
sweet.
Like it's just like they make the tomato sauce here.
With a pinch of chili flakes.
Yeah, but they're also like doing the best version of a marinara.
The Caesar salad was juicy.
Fabulous. You never know what you're going to get when you order a Caesar. At a restaurant.
And crunchy.
It's the right amount of dressed.
Lightly dressed and scattered with airy crouton crumbs.
They also have like a good distribution of like the romaine hearts as well as some of the greener, outer, leafier romaine.
And shaved Parmesan cheese.
The croutons are what can make or break a Caesar, in my opinion. Especially in your first bite, your first take. And these croutons are really hitting.
They're buttery.
They're not too hard.
They're buttery.
Can I say one more thing?
Very light.
There were 3 baseball-sized arancini balls.
Does anybody think that arancini has like...
garnished with more shaved Parmesan.
What kind of cheese do you think is in
here? And a slightly more orange marinara sauce.
I kind of think that there might be a little blue cheese in there.
Inside, its outer breading...
or gorgonzola.
...was melty.
It tastes like something you would get at Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesy rice.
I think in part because they're so big. So
with a hint of gorgonzola.
Fresh parsley is sprinkled about abundantly.
I see really nice, I guess, whatever, Parmesan or like pecorino, like shaved, like big flakes.
We each ordered entrees.
I think that I decided I was gonna do the gnocchi.
I'm gonna have the cheese ravioli with vodka sauce.
Can I do the spaghetti and meatballs, please?
The chicken francese.
So your side pasta, it comes on the side. It's usually a spaghetti and a red sauce, but you can get it in the same sauce. I can also do like a garlic and oil. You can change your pasta. So I have like angel hair, penne, linguine, rigatoni.
Maybe penne in the same sauce.
Penne alla vodka is very creamy. Comes with the prosciutto or without, and then you can also get it with chicken or shrimp.
Can I do the penne alla vodka and a side of the broccoli rabe?
And can you remind me of the scallop special?
I'll have the penne alla vodka.
Okay, as well, shrimp.
Gnocchi fra diavolo.
The gnocchi is like a cloud.
Had pillowy.
It tastes like burnt garlic.
Expertly cooked gnocchi.
Fra diavolo.
In a dark red sauce emanating of burnt garlic.
This homemade ravioli.
Cheese ravioli.
Is it too cheesy?
It's so like cheesy.
Extra large custardy pockets of ricotta.
Mine tastes like vodka, I think.
Were served in my dining companion's choice.
What did you like about
the
ramen?
I think I like the sauce.
Really a thick, slightly pink vodka sauce.
Mine
is that good?
It's too cheesy. It's not tomato sauce enough.
To her left, our dining companion complained that their penne alla vodka
and the pasta is like
was not saucy enough.
It's not cooked. I don't know the right way.
While the dining companion next to me boasted,
I disagree. I enjoy the pasta texture.
But his was fine.
I feel like yours has a little bit more sauce.
Having added salt and a squeeze of lemon.
Well, I stirred mine all up.
From his broccoli rabe side dish.
And I also put salt on mine and red pepper flakes.
Dining companion to my right.
Wow.
Ordered spaghetti and meatballs.
Caroline, your food looks like a cartoon.
The meatballs being a bit dry.
They're a little like... dry to me or something, but
the spaghetti in the same rich red marinara from our appetizer.
I like the pasta and the sauce better than like the meatballs.
I tried a dish I have never had.
I've never had a francese dish before though.
Chicken.
It's really lemony and like it is in almost kind of like a custardy thing.
With penne pasta.
I guess it's like in an egg.
2 chicken cutlets.
Lemon wine sauce.
Dipped in egg and lightly breaded in a thin egg yolk hued lemony wine sauce.
I think I'm good, thank you. Right.
The penne had a subtle chew.
Not homemade, but like just a good quality pasta.
And was simple.
A good quality with pasta. That. It's toothsome.
Yet superior.
ShopRite brand mac
it's
and cheese.
It's not ShopRite.
To any grocery store penne.
It's not ShopRite pasta.
What do you guys think was the first sauce that humans ever made?
It was our dining companion's birthday that week.
My favorite dish was the Caesar salad.
The marinara from the appetizers and the balls.
So for dessert.
Dessert menus, there's dessert drinks on the back, and I do have fried ice cream.
We ordered them a birthday cannoli.
The fried dough.
Velvety, not too sweet.
I think it's mascarpone.
Would you say it's ricotta? Sweet ricotta?
Whipped mascarpone cheese.
There's almost a little bit like cinnamon or something.
Inside of a thin.
Are you experimenting with more sound?
Yeah. Delicate dough shell. Drizzled with dark chocolate.
With whipped cream on the side.
Dusted with cinnamon.
But it tastes like icing.
And served with a song. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
And an order of calamari for the table. As a first grader. Maybe I took myself to Piccolo tonight. Or maybe I did something crazy. Do you want to know what I did? I took myself to Piccolo.
It might be like slipping through your mouth or something.
I don't think pasta is wet.
More fish, but it's watery, which is why it's confusing. But it's literally so wet.
Keep it simple, yeah. Stupid.